Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were open, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Enter in. Oh, enter in.
Oh,
Good morning and welcome to And They Overcame. We're here to give God the glory. We're here to give God the praise that's so deserving of Him. We're going to start off this morning with prayer from my husband, Elder Albert Burns.
And as we go into this prayer this morning, just keeping in mind what this season is all about, and that is Jesus being incarnated into this world to dwell among us and leave an example of life and power and strength through the power of God. And we just thank God for His gift of His Son. And we just pray right now that that power be alive in each of us and that we're able to just spread it throughout this land, that more and more will come into the kingdom of God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, as we approach you, humbled and bowed down in our spirit, as some of us, Lord, even physically bowed down before you because we just humble ourselves before your mighty hand according to your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness because you brought us through every storm of our lives, Lord God. We can look back on every storm. We didn't succumb to any of them. Some of them were rocky. Some of them were tough. Some of them were hard. Some of us even left us a little hurt or damaged or whatever. But Lord God, you brought us through. We are safe and we are in this world today still looking to you because of your faithfulness in every storm, in every situation, in every illness. Satan tried to destroy us, but Lord, you said no, and you kept us safe in your arms because you are that kind of God. You are our Father. You are our keeper. You are our protector. You are our all in all, and we just look to you right now, Lord God, humbled and worshipful of who you are. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you put down in us, that we can have power to live and to walk just as Jesus walked, to do the things that Jesus did, because he promised as he was on this earth that even greater works than what he did, we would be able to do. And Lord God, we do see examples of your hand being shown so mighty in our land. Lord God, we thank you for peace and comfort. We thank you, Lord God, even in the wake of those terrible things that went on last week, Lord God, we thank you that you are still and will continue to work comfort. We know that it is as almost as Jerusalem was weeping for her children, as was spoken of in the prophecies, but and could not be comforted. But we know, Lord God, that you will comfort every family. You will comfort them, Lord God, in your time. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, this day, we pray for this broadcast. We pray for one another, Lord God. Every listener that is listening now, everyone that shall come into the archives later in life and hear these words, we pray for words of deliverance and peace and joy. We pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that in this time of this season, Lord God, that you will just bring joy into every home, Lord God, and as we end this year, that you will begin to just prosper them, Lord God, making 2013 such a step above 2012, knowing, Lord God, that our future in you is so much brighter than our past has been. In the name of Jesus, we just pray these things, Lord God. Let there be healing among every listener. Let there be deliverance and prosperity among every listener, Lord God, and just let your word spread throughout this land, that your kingdom will be grown. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, anoint every word that goes forth today. Let it be ministry, and let it find its place, Lord God, for we know that your words shall never come back void. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for the covering ministry, Lord God, and we pray for those leaders. In the name of Jesus, that you will ever let your will be revealed to them, that they will impart to us those things that you have, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Hallelujah, we just lift up your name, for you are worthy, hallelujah. And you have counted us worthy to be called your sons and daughters. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, honey, for that prayer. God was glorified. I'm just so thankful to God today for this season. This season, we've eschewed it. We've done things with it that are really not what are supposed to be done. Made it commercial. Commercialized. We've taken Christ out of it. Well, we hear people saying Merry Xmas and have a good holiday. But the reason for the season is Jesus. And I just want to read Matthew's, the first chapter, 18 through the second chapter, first verse. This is how, I'm reading in the New International Version. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, and I'm going to end it right there, we've taken Christ out of so many things now, but he will be glorified. He will be lifted up. He will be honored on this broadcast and on other broadcasts just like this one. I just thank God. I'm feeling a little melancholy about a lot of things, but I know that God is still worthy He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of all honor. And I just give honor and glory to him right now. And we're going to go to our first caller today. 501 is the area code. Hello, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am sleepy.
Yes. And where are you calling us from?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. I remember you called before and I did not get your name.
Oh, well.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you?
It's Cliff.
Cliff. Okay, Cliff, how are you to this Christmas season, this Jesus season? I said, how are you this Jesus season?
I'm great.
Amen. Do you have a praise for the Lord today? I know the last time you called, you said you always have a praise on your lips for our Savior.
Yes, I do. Let me be a little bit transparent for a second. I wasn't this way last weekend. I was kind of still distraught from my cousin. And, it just took me back to this young man, this underground rapper. But someone spoke a word in my spirit saying, well, the kids that were taken away from us and Connecticut,
yeah,
they didn't have a chance to live their lives. I
said, yeah,
I'm glad that that's your cousin, but the man said, death has no disrespect favor. You know, we are all born to die. But the way that it happened, I couldn't test that. Went to my kids and six adults. That got me. And I didn't want to be too,
yeah,
I want to be selfish. But, I can't say, well, this is my blood. I could have had more hurt my heart for him than those people. No, I'll turn it all around. I'll just get more hurt by the Connecticut dude. These were kids. I'm like, my God, they didn't have a chance to live their lives. The teacher that in her classroom, he used everybody as a shield to guard her students. That was unbelievable. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's praise God for the life they live. I still mourn for that kind of Newtown Connecticut. It's just unbelievable. But God said, but you're still here. Because we could have been in this predicament. No one's promised tomorrow. No one's promised the next second. I said it's like a favor. And I just think and praise God for the life that he's given me at 41 years. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be dead a long time. I should have been shot dead at 35 years old, 25 years old, 18 years old. I think he has guns in my face, but God kept them. God gave them guns. God stopped that bullet from coming my way. So, everybody says that. We all thank God for the head, and that's true. We all do. But, I thank God for the hedge, his grace, his mercy, his sovereign arm. I thank God,
yeah,
for God. I don't care what he does for me. I don't care how he does, what he does. I thank him because he is God. Without him, I wouldn't be,
yeah,
none of us would. Say, I thank God for the trouble that we knew about. Yeah, that's true. Thank God for this, and I know it was coming your way. I feel like fishing, I ain't going to do it. But I'm just glad to be alive today. Every time I'm in the world was last Thursday. Y'all don't know my God like I do. God, the Bible says no man knows day or the hour, but he shall come back. So how are you going to put a day and time on this? You can't do it. I'm sorry. Okay. We hush. But, yeah, I just feel great to be alive this morning.
It's an awesome thing to give God praise. And yes, we were very heavy last week with the shooting. And as I don't know if you listened last week, but we were talking about with the guests that we had last week about the cry for prayer being brought back into the school. And
right.
We were saying on last week that if we teach our children how to pray, if we're praying with them, anointing them and covering them with the blood before they go to school, then prayer is in the school. It doesn't have to be a ceremonial thing where everybody comes together and pray. But if we just, the Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. So we just need to teach our children how to pray and how to cover. I heard something disturbing last week. They were talking about having the teachers with guns in the schools. That was quite disturbing to me. Quite disturbing. Well, thank you, Cliff, for calling in, and we appreciate your call. We appreciate your praise, and we just honor God for you and for just giving you the desire to be online with us this morning. We don't have a guest, so we're just ad-libbing as we go. So, are you a preacher, a minister?
I am. I've been a minister for 6 years.
Amen. 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 I know what you mean.
I'm not complaining.
Yes, it's an honor to serve God. It's an honor to carry His word. And the Bible says, "Beautiful are the feet of those who carry His word." Amen. 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 All right. Well, Cliff, we have plenty of time. Is there anything else that you want to share with us about the season or?
No, I'm gonna hack off a little bit. If my number disappears, I'm probably at my delivery stop. So I'm gonna hack off for a while.
Okay. Well, God bless you and be blessed out there, and you have a prosperous and a blessed Christmas.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, well, we just so happy to be here today, like I said, and we don't have a guest today, but we do have Jesus is here, and we want to give Him honor and glory. I was reflecting on the time that we're in now, the Christmas time, and I completely forgot yesterday was the 21st, and it was said that it would be the end of the world. Of course, we know that no man knows the day or the hour when the world would end. So we weren't looking for it to end. But as I was reflecting, I said, Lord, we in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, it talks about how God had sent Israel into exile and how he was telling them to build homes and get married and have children because they were going to be there for a while. He even went so far as to tell them to tell your children to get married and have children because you're going to be there. But there were prophets in the land, and they were saying that God was going to deliver them and they weren't going to be there. And like we have today, just prophets that are lying. I'm not saying that they have not walked with God or have not heard from God at one time, but once we lose connection with God, then we start, I guess, hearing other voices or prophesying what we think God is saying and what God has done previously. He delivered Israel out of many dilemmas that they were in, and so they supposed that God was going to deliver them, but he was telling them, not so. You're going to be here for a while. So we just thank God for the word of God, and we must be in connection with God. We must hear what clearly what God is saying, and God is clearly speaking if we're listening. And Jeremiah says that when you call me, he said, and you seek me with all of your heart, then I will hear you and I will answer you. Amen. So we have another caller on. Amen. And it's an 832 area code. And we're going to open the lines up for 832. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor. I'm sorry. I was just listening on the line because my computer doesn't work right.
Okay.
And just pray for me that my finances be overcome and that I get more understanding of what God wants me to do.
Okay. Well, do you have a praise for the Lord? Have you listened to our broadcast before?
I can't say I have.
Okay. Amen. Well, the name of our broadcast is They Overcame, and that came from Revelation, where it said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And so what we're here for is to, yes, of course, pray.
Okay.
We will pray for you before we get off the line. But what God is glorified when we can give him praise. I know that there are some things, I'm going through something now that has really got me, you know, praying and seeking God like never before. But I still have a praise on my lips. We counted a small thing to say, he woke me up this morning. But there was someone that didn't wake up.
Amen.
And
they were
not prepared for eternity because life doesn't end here. You know, it goes on. So what's your name?
My name is Doris. I was just thinking about that praise, Doris, like in Doris Day. I was thinking about that praise thing. Now, this has been on my mind for a couple of days now, is that because in the Bible it says, send the supplications and your prayers, and then you praise him. Once you send, you might have to correct me because I'm not good at quoting the Bible. But do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure. Give me a little more of it.
It says like a formula. You give your supplications and or your requests up to God, and your prayers up to God. Then it's the prayers, and then you praise him.
Okay.
So when you after you've been praying somebody,
on Philippians.
Okay. Well, you make your request known, and then you send your praise up before God. Is that what you said?
Yeah. The last thing is like somebody said Philippians.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you go into it, and then it was saying I think Elijah, it was saying that you put your, he gave you the prayer. When you were kind of like depressed, he gives you the garment of
prayer for the
joy.
Spirit of heaviness.
Yeah. So he gives you a garment to dance and sing. So so the praise is like that icing on the cake. that praise, when you're going through something, you put that all that joy, you press through that joy where you just jumping and dancing, you screaming in the car. That's what I do. I don't know. I'm screaming in the car. And then I'm in my house and I'm screaming and I'm thank you, Jesus. Or I'm walking, thank you, Jesus, for covering me. And then that's when it's important to come together with somebody else who's joyful. That's why when sometimes the music ministry is so important. That music ministry sometimes I think is just as important as the pastor. Not to say the pastor. I'm not talking down against the pastor. Don't get me wrong. But when you come together in a group and praising God and screaming and crying and thanking Him for what He's gonna do or what He's done, or He is the God for yesterday, He's the God today, He's the God for tomorrow, and that and to receive Him, because when I was sitting in the church last weekend, I was sitting there and they was praising Him. The music ministry was going on. They were singing. And I would say, thank you, God. And I was looking, and I see this cup and this wine glass getting poured into this cup. And I seen this sword that went into the top of this man's head. And that's the word of God. You know, when you put the arm on, it's the word. And so it went into through the top of his head. And then after I seen that, then somebody was talking about praising Him and being delivered. And I hope I'm making some kind of sense.
You are.
No, go ahead, sis.
You're doing good.
And so,
that's a vision that you saw while you were in the service.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And so when they're going through the praise part of it and the worship, because when you're sitting there, you're actively listening to the pastor, you're not really trying to pay attention to what else is going on. But when you're in worship, in the music worship, you're more into receiving God's glory or His mercy and His protection and His, I'm thanking Him for His protection, I'm thanking Him for His healing, and these are the things I'm seeing in the atmosphere. You know, I'm very sensitive when people are looking at me, but I got to the point where I don't care if you're looking at me, but it's still kind of distracting because I can feel that. But I just thank God. And that music ministry, I don't care if the person can't sing, or doesn't have a good quality voice, you know, in a small church, it's still
you still
giving God the glory, and that glory is going up, that praise is going up to God where He's receiving those prayers. Okay. I'll be quiet now. I'm sorry.
Oh no, Doris, you're doing good. You are doing good. Yes, I hear what you're saying, and my husband found, I don't know if this is the scripture or not, Philippians 4:6. Well, I start with 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That was Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8. And
hallelujah.
I thank God for you, Doris. My sister's name is Doris. So
that means she's a gift from God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for you coming on and expounding a little. You expounded, and it was excellent. And I thank God for you. Thank God for you calling in today. I don't know if you've listened to our broadcast before. You said you hadn't, but
I have sometimes guests on, and we had the last 4 weeks we've had guests, but this week we didn't have a guest. So I told God, I said, this is your radio station. This is your broadcast. You have people call in that you have designated to call in this day. And Doris, you are one of the ones that he had call in. You
Amen.
Were designated before the foundation of the world to be on today. And I thank God for you.
Yes, because the devil was messing with me this morning. And you know how, cause I'm dealing with smoking. And so that's pretty much the only thing I do, but that I'm working on. But what happened is the devil was putting in my ear that God can't be with you when you smoke. I said, in my mind, he was putting that in my mind. I said, you a lie. God can be with you anytime. And
that's
then
right.
All of a sudden my heart just warmed up and God confirmed to me that is true. Because even when you're in a lion pit, he's still there in your presence. He's still in your glory. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry, you're still in his glory, not my glory,
exactly.
His glory.
Yeah.
And that he's been there when of the darkest of times, he's been there. And I just praise him, I just thank him, I just worship him. I love him so much, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not perfect.
Yes.
You know, but
none of us are. Amen.
Yeah.
None of us are. And where are you calling from?
Right now I'm calling from Houston.
Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sitting outside on the back porch.
Oh, it's a little cold here. I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, my God, it's good food.
You think so?
Oh, my God,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to be a truck driver.
Oh.
And,
oh, really?
And I went through North Carolina, and I seen the flowers on the highway, and that stuck with me, doing the Carolinas and eating in Carolinas, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you stopped at the, you know, restaurants and eat. Oh, my God,
right.
that was good food.
It's beautiful here. I'm originally from Chicago, so the food is not, I'm used to it now, but it's not like home food.
No. No, ma'am. It's not like home food. Nothing is, but
right.
when you're out there,
right.
you, certain areas stick on your mind, and every state has its beauty. And I've been through every state, and every state has its beauty, and the Carolinas has the flowers and the trees, and it's
yes.
just beautiful over there. And
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay,
and,
it's really green here. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It is beautiful. Yeah, when my family comes to visit, they always admire the trees. Oh, so many trees. It's really pretty here.
Yes. Amen
yeah.
to that.
And how long did you drive a truck?
Oh, I drove a truck for some years. I drove a truck. I was driving a tractor. I was driving for Snyder for like 5 years or so, and I said, well, God, you're not going to give me a baby, and I'm not going to get married, so I can't, you know, I'm not going to have a husband, so I guess I'm driving this truck until I retire. And as soon as I said that, because I was planning my retirement, I got pregnant. And I was in the National Guard, too, at the same time. And
okay.
I got, the first time I got pregnant twice, I got pregnant the first time, and I got a it was a tubal pregnancy, and what happened
uh-huh.
was that I ended up in Ohio at Good Samaritan Hospital. Even though they treated me bad during this time, I had they fixed my tubes. When I finally got my records, they fixed my tubes. And normally in St. Louis, where I was living, they don't fix your tubes. They just take them out. You know, they don't even try. So
okay.
what happened was I ended up getting pregnant after that again, but I was still kind of depressed from the first pregnancy. And so, but I had my daughter, and so I had to come off the road, and I said, God, I said, well, I need a job that's going to pay my house note. And then I end up, the job I had went before, I walked right in. The door was open, and it was making
uh-huh.
the most, $23 an hour, $24 an hour when I first got there. And God told
my
me
God.
you know, after a while I was there, he told me to leave. And I said, and I'm thinking that's the devil. So it got worse. Once he started telling me to leave that place, it got worse. And I ended up getting discharged or fired, whatever you want to call it. So, and I, but the day that the people who was going to set me up to get me fired, I seen the most doves I ever seen in any, and I remember this, I seen the doves in the field. It was like almost 100 of them, doves, and they just flew up. And I'm watching these doves. And after that, God had, I was depressed, and I needed somebody who would listen to me and understand me. He sent an old friend back into my life. And so one day we went to the, I picked her up. She was a, she drove transported cars back and forth across the country. And and she had wanted to stop to get some beer. She was so anxious. I said, I just want coffee. I don't drink beer. So anyway, she said, you want something? I said, give me a lottery ticket. So she went in there and got two lottery tickets and some beer. And so I had, she said, well, so anyway, we won $200,000 because she said, no, you don't have to give me my dollar, just give me half. So I gave her half.
Okay.
And then I ended up going to Rome, and I went to Australia, and he showed me some things in Rome. He showed me some things in Australia, and I experienced some spiritual awakening. And then he gave me a vision in 2009. He gave me a vision of me leaving my daughter behind with the Klan. With the God speaks to you sometimes in modern day stuff. He just don't speak to ancient stuff. And he said, my daughter, it was a vision like a TV. He was watching TV, and I was he showed me the scene in the movie where this woman had to leave her son behind with the Klan to find other people like her. I knew the scene is exact. I love this scene, and I knew it exactly when he had showed me that in a vision. And another prophetess told me, she said, when you make up your mind, you will start traveling and won't stop. And so what happened was this year, because God had told me he was going to take his hands off, and I'm going to take my hands off of you. I said, oh, Lord, what is it I'm not doing? And so the day my girlfriend asked me my friend from grade school asked me three times come stay with her. So the third time I said I'd be there in 3 weeks. And the day I was leaving, that should have been woken and driving, the angel came to me and said, Doris, wake up. I told her, I said, I am woke. She said, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm sure. And I went back to sleep. And then she came back and said, Doris, wake up. I said, I'm up. And I threw my clothes in the car, and because I couldn't take anything else, because I gave everything away. I couldn't take anything else because I got a really tiny car. And so what happened was the day I arrived, the next day I was working. It's not a lot of money, but it's because I have lupus, so lupus kind of make you tired when you're driving trucks. I still have my license to drive, but I just get too tired.
Okay.
And I don't know why I'm telling you that story. It's just an interesting story. But he shows me visions. I get visions and stuff.
Okay. So where's your daughter?
She's with my sister.
Okay.
Mhm. What happened was when I was gonna, I let my daughter go. I never let the child support go. So when I finally let the child support go, and gave it over to my sister, God was giving these visions back to back. It was like golden stairs. I was golden stairs and a handful of gold and a book. He showed me a book. He showed me a name. I think Rochelle or Rachel, with Hebrew. First I saw he gave me Hebrew letters and then the name Rochelle underneath. And I don't understand how to read Hebrew, so I can never tell you what that said. It was back to back. Right before I left, it was back to back, and it was all in gold and yellows and amber. And the green door, I had a green door about some children going to heaven. then a big wind, and a big wind and a green door in the clouds. I was in the clouds. That was the, one of the last visions.
Okay. Where do you go to church? Where do you go to church, Doris?
Right now I go to church and in his presence ministry.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So do you think you'll ever get your daughter back?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm okay with it if I do. I'm okay with it if I don't. I'm okay with it because when I had her, I gave her to God. For God, this to be your child. And I don't know why I did that. I just thought that was the most important thing to do. I've seen that in Roots. And if you remember Roots,
right.
that he raised his son to God. And I did the same thing to my daughter. I said, this is your child. I'm just a carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not as, you know, because I know she's safe. I know she's
uh-huh.
happy. I talked to her. I know she's happy. I know she's safe.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Well, we're going to pray for you, my husband and I. We're going to pray for you that God give you clarity
mm-hmm.
and direction. Isn't that what you said you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Clarity
yeah.
and direction. Honey. Okay, we're going to touch and agree. Let me open the line up for my husband. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring Doris to you right now, Lord. First, thanking you, Lord, for how you blessed her, protected her, giving her the desire to want to please you, because we know that your word says that it's for you to work into us your will, your good pleasure. So we thank you right now, Lord, that your desire to please you. We pray now, Father, that you will protect her, give her revelation of the things that she needs, oh God, that she has clarity, that she not move on what she thinks she should do, but to follow you always. And we know, Lord, that you will direct her and give her the desires of her heart. Now, Father, we pray for her child, that you protect her continuously, and that you would raise her up to be the woman of God that you have her to be, because we know, Lord, that you are the author of life and that our times are in your hand and that you have brought us here for a purpose. Your word said that you have plans for us and that your plans for us are to bring us to success and to bring us closer to you, Father. So we ask you to continue to use Doris. We ask you now, Father, to bless her to stop being a smoker. Lord, we know that you can be with her even as a smoker, but your desire is for her vessel to be clean and that you would dwell there. So we ask you now to take the taste of nicotine from her mouth. Father, you're able to do it. We believe you. We've seen it done before. The very minute that they surrender it to you, Father, you're able to completely wash them from it. So we thank you right now for taking the taste of nicotine from her mouth and her desire. And we praise you now for yours, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you guided her, directed her to this radio broadcast this day. Father, we love you so much because you love us today. Hallelujah. You give us, Lord, direction. Even when we're not paying attention, you're still directing us.
Hallelujah. Thank you. We praise you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I am so happy, Lord, that you called in today. I don't know if you heard me before, but I was saying that I told the Lord this was his broadcast, and he's to bring the people on that he wants to be on today, and he brought us you, and I thank God for that.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, well, I will give you a call later. I have your telephone number, Doris.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Well, we thank God for the broadcast today. It was a little different, and we're going to ask all of our listeners that haven't called in to give us a call and give us a praise for God. That was such a wonderful praise that Doris gave us, how the Lord allowed her to bring forth a child when she didn't think that she would. That God is that kind of God. He just does things so miraculously. And we know that her child is here for a purpose, as we all are. And we ask you to continue to pray for Doris and pray for Cliff and pray for my husband and I, that God will continue to use us for his glory. And now to end the broadcast today, we're going to put a little more of that song on there. And you can archive any of our broadcasts if you just go to blogtalkradio.com. Look for, wait, I lost my train of thought. The Divine Destiny, no, New Destinies Ministry. I'm sorry, New Destiny Ministry. And the pastor is Adrian Bernard. And go to the archives and look up any date that you want to listen to. Evangelist Pastor Bernard has a radio blog that she conducts every day, where she has ministers that come on and minister the word of God, and you should be able to archive her ministry also. And until next week, we just want to say a word of prayer before we go. Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you've done this day. We thank you, Lord, for taking control of this broadcast. And Lord, we hold up every caller that did not want to say anything, but just wanted to listen. And we pray, Lord, that what has been said today would enlighten them, that if they're grieving, that they will be uplifted. If they're mourning, that they will be comforted. Father, if they're frightened, that they will be secured. If they're poor, let them say that they're rich. Oh God, we just bless you. We praise you. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. And we want to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And until next week, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Another caller.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship him. The Bible declares that we are to worship him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. for he alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11, it says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshipped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship him. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Come on and bless his name. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him.